presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On day 22 of the government shutdown, a short-term funding bill fails in the Senate again. Furloughed federal worker Melissa Westbrook is feeling the pinch.
We all know when it's going to end, and I need to pay my bills.
Republicans say Democrats should approve the continuing resolution spending bill. Democrats say Republicans should extend health care tax credits. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
So we know the Senate is voting again on a temporary funding bill tomorrow. We expect the Senate will take up another measure, potentially to try to pay some of the federal workers who have been working without pay.
The Trump administration has made preparations to expand its nationwide crackdown on illegal immigration in the San Francisco area with a team of Border Patrol agents. That is told to CBS News by two U.S. officials familiar with the internal plans and say that it could start as early as later this week. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Trump administration...
You wildly overstate or completely make up crime statistics that are not real, that do not justify such action.
Meantime, a federal judge in Chicago agrees to keep in place indefinitely a restraining order barring the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops as the Supreme Court weighs a White House challenge to her order. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia's two largest oil companies due to the lack of progress in peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Aaron Navarro reports.
The Treasury Department says it pretty blatantly in the release that the goal is to put pressure on Russia's energy sector and the Kremlin's ability to raise revenue for its military in their war with Ukraine.
Oil prices jumped close to 3% in Asian trading. A new strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat has killed two people, this time in the Pacific Ocean. President Trump says Congress has been notified that the U.S. is engaging in armed conflict with Latin American drug cartels. Democratic Congressman and ranking member of the House and Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith.
If the United States military is going to use lethal force, basically, you know, no trial, we're just going to fire the shots and kill people, you need to be 100% clear on why, what you're doing, and what it's supposed to be accomplishing. There is no clarity on that coming from the White House.
CBS's Matt Piper with more on a vehicle recall.
Ford is recalling nearly 1.5 million vehicles over an issue with the rearview camera that safety regulators say could increase the risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the camera on certain Ford vehicles can display distorted images or a blank screen when a vehicle is in reverse. The recall involves popular Ford models including the Explorer, Escape, Mustang, and Taurus.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri. Coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Makita knows that pros never settle, and neither do we. With Makita, you get tools that perform at the highest level on every job without compromise. Makita is for the most detailed pros, expertly engineered to deliver precision, job after job. When your work calls for the best, call on Makita. Makita, built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Mosquitoes have shown up in Iceland for the first time.
A man who lives 20 miles north of the capital city of Reykjavik spotted the three mosquitoes in his backyard. He trapped them and sent them to the Natural Science Institute of Iceland, where experts identified them as being from a species that can survive cold winters. They're usually found in parts of Europe and North Africa. It's not clear how these mosquitoes wound up in Iceland, though the country did experience record-breaking heat earlier this year. The discovery leaves only one mosquito-free zone left in the world, Antarctica. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Bon Jovi is hitting the road next year. The band has announced a seven-night summer tour. The Forever Tour kicks off with four nights at New York's Madison Square Garden before the band heads to Edinburgh, Scotland, Dublin, and London. It's the first tour since frontman John Bon Jovi underwent major vocal cord surgery. General sales launch October 31st. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some drizzle or sprinkle, and a low right around 40. For tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky, warmer with a high near 50. And with sunshine for Friday and the weekend, highs warm through the 50s. It's 46 right now.
You got the way to make me happy. Magdalene Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Magdalene Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRKN.
Chance now. As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
WRJN. Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait, wait.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Go. yes, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. All my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Ba-do-do-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room to Jimmy, come popping in an awful street.
Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin
matter where it's at, it's not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made pool cue. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Try And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump slaps new sanctions against Russia as it continues its war against Ukraine. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The sanctions are against Russia's two largest oil companies.
I just felt it was time.
President Trump speaking in the Oval Office with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
The Secretary General praised the move.
It's all about changing the calculus.
And he said ramping up the pressure on Russia to end this war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The U.S. has just announced a ninth strike against a suspected drug smuggling boat in the Pacific Ocean, leaving three dead. Earlier today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. struck an eighth suspected drug vessel in the eastern Pacific, two people killed. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says of that earlier strike,
based on the fact that this was in the Pacific, it's more than likely have emanated from Colombia, as was the previous, the number seventh boat that was sunk. Believe that that was perhaps linked to this group called Ejército de la Liberación Nacional, which is a Colombian guerrilla group.
President Nicolas Maduro says that Venezuela